Hello there, guys, and welcome to another episode of Genuine Chit Chat. This week is part two of my chat with Dan and Paul of the Superheroes for Dummies podcast. Now, if you didn't check out last week's episode, I really recommend you go check that out because, as I said, that was part one of this chat. We spoke about basically comic books, podcasting, and superheroes, TV shows and video games and movies and things. It's all quite superhero media centric. I think it adds a lot if you have not already listened to part one to listen to this part. But if not, you can still go ahead because both parts work great by themselves. So in this one specifically, we basically speak about, as I said, generally the same things. We also talk about the entry level and reading lists for people sort of getting into new comics because it can be quite difficult. How long it's been, like comic book history has been going on for decades. How the guys first got into podcasting, what Dan and Paul do in their other time. And then towards the end, we talk about comic guilt. And at the end, I was laughing so much, I was crying and sweating. So get ready for that. Right towards the end, there was just, it's just absolutely brilliant. So loads and loads of fun having the guys on the show. And yeah, I really recommend people go check out Superheroes for Dummies. But really, aside from that, guys, I'm going to let the episode go on. I will be back at the end to give more information about what's coming up, more information about what else I've been doing, guest spot wise, and all that sort of jazz. And also, I'm going to be probably starting a Patreon soon, so going to be talking about that as well. So, you know, make sure you stick around to the end, guys, and really hope you enjoy. So here's Dan and Paul. Welcome to Genuine Chit Chat, where we have honest conversations with interesting people. And I'm your host, Mike Burton.
And he just kind of went, okay. And it happened, as it sometimes does with Steve. You come to Steve with an idea, and next thing you know, he's built a boat and he's in front of you with it. He's like, okay, where are we going?
The whole thing, the whole experience, like the whole experience with Dummies thing has been absolutely amazing. And like anybody who's listened to, it's kind of funny because it actually is a journey for, especially for me and Paul, it actually is a journey. Yeah. Because you got the two of us who've never ever done a podcast in our life. Actually, we did have like the podcast with your wife for a little while, but that was just like a little thing that we had for a little bit, but other than that, we've never done like a podcast. And if you listen from episode one up to now, you will hear how amateurish we were when we started. Like all the way through to now, like now you just can't shut us up. Like we'll come up with questions, we'll make statements, and listen to me now. I'm absolutely babbling and I can't stop.
It's good. It's what I want.
Yeah. But it's just absolutely amazing. So thank you, Paul, and your amazing brain.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's not often it gets called amazing, so I'll take that one.
Well, it's amazing. From my perspective, it's amazing too. So there you go.
And it's been recorded and it's going out there on the interwebs.
That's true.
I'm going to have that as my ringtone.
Just me and Dan saying, Paul, it'll be your alarm every morning. You can just wake up to us going, Paul, you have an amazing brain. Do you know that? Just get loads of people you know and record them saying compliments to you. And that could be your alarm every morning. Just people being nice to you. Because that'd be a lovely way to wake up one day.
Yeah.
I'll send you the sound file.
Motivational way. If you could, yeah.
No worries. It's funny with podcasting because I've been doing Genuine Chit Chat now since 2017, and the first episode dropped, I think, September. So it's nearing 3.5 years now, which is bloody mental thinking about that. Christ, I wish I hadn't said it. Whereas I think Star Wars is nearing a year, I think. I should really probably know when I first dropped the episode of Star Wars Comics and Canon, but I don't. So around a year. But I found the weird thing with podcasting is I was just like, you know, you start it for one reason, but you kind of continue it for another. So it's like, I started Genuine Chit Chat because in the past I had like a YouTube show with a friend of mine, but that kind of fizzled out. I had to do all the editing and all that sort of stuff. And doing a YouTube show with sketches and all sorts of other stuff, it just takes so bloody long to edit. Mm. And it was just, it was too much time. And then I made music videos for bands. So I thought, editing a YouTube video is too much. So let's only spend almost all my time on editing. Let's, you know, record 4 hours of footage and put it into a 3-minute song. And it was just like, ugh. So I started doing that for a bit and that was fun. But then that kind of fizzled as well. And I was like, I need some sort of outlet And my friends all basically unanimously told me to start a podcast because they're sick of me talking at them all the time, because I just verbally waterboard people. And the podcast is a good way for me to kind of rein it in, because if I have a guest on who's important, I have to shut up because people don't just want to hear me talk at the guest. It's like, hey, this is the Michael Variety Hour. You're just going to hear me talk at people really, really fast and not hear anything they get to say. Let's go. Look, like, no one would ever listen to my podcast if I did that. So I started it and things, and I was just talking to some mates of mine, because I was like, there's a few friends of mine I want to ask them certain questions just that I was interested in. But if you contact most people and say, hey, do you want to come sit in my lounge and I'm just going to bombard you with questions for 2 hours and that's going to be the end of our interaction, people are going to be like, what, are you nuts? But if you say, oh no, I record it and put it on the internet, people go, oh, that's normal, okay. So I started doing that. And then slowly over time, the connections I randomly made with people just kind of grew. And obviously, I think Chris and Dave and me for Genuine Chit Chat are part of Britpod scene. And then we don't really, nothing, if anyone who's listening who's still part of the Britpod scene, nothing against you guys, but there's an app on my phone, which is Slack, which is like the conversation that everyone talks in. And it just keeps uninstalling itself because I keep forgetting to go on there. So I've got about months worth of conversations and stuff on there. And there was this weird, vague divide where some people were 100% up for collaborations and the other ones would just stonewall you. So all the ones that I would collaborate with, I've collaborated with, and all the others that I haven't. And from there, I did the, funny enough, I did with 20th Century Geek and you guys did Dread within the same week of release, which is really weird. And the first episode of Comics in Motion I was in was the Dread episode of the Carl Urban movie, funnily enough. Oh. So when that comes up, I was like, oh, memories. How about that fun? So, and then I connected through that. And then obviously they said they wanted to start a network and things. Tony, you know, got involved as well because he heard me on their show, and then I started being friends with Tony, and then it kind of grew, and now it's just like, it's just fun being able to chat in a group of like, you know, 10, 12 people about comics and movies and all kinds of other stuff. And I just think that now, if I stopped podcasting, the conversations of Genuine Chit Chat is kind of separate in that way, but like Star Wars Comics and Canon, I love doing it, but the thing I would almost miss the most about not doing that show would be not hanging out and talking to you guys. Obviously, I'm not saying if I stopped doing the show for any reason, you guys would be like, right, at the Discord channel, we're not talking to you anymore. It would, you know, well, but you know what I mean? It's weird.
Awkward, but this is a discussion we had.
Yeah, this is it. You don't know, there's the Discord chat, which is everyone except Mike, and it's where you guys just shit on everything I do. God, you did that latest episode of Star Wars Comics and Canon. What a twat. Who wants to hear about that? But I'll just kind of throw that to you guys, like the weirdness of kind of what you get from a podcast after you've kind of got over the initial phase of it.
Yeah.
It has been crazy, the amount of people that we've started talking to. Our good friend Aidan, correspondent of the North, as he now is. Yes. He's been listening since day one. And I think he was sort of our first random connection, as it were, not someone that Steve knows. And he just got in contact one day and he never left us alone, and we love it.
Yeah, that's how we got our first two books of Miracle Man, as it happens.
Yes,
because I think it was literally like after the Miracle Man episodes, I think Aidan messaged Stephen, was like, "I've got like two copies of each of like book one and book two." He's like, "Are you interested?" And then Steve came back to us. It's like, "Yeah, like you can get like book one and book two for £30." I was like, "I'm in, sold."
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's been an awesome ride so far.
Yeah, we've met so many great people. We've talked to so many great people. There's so many people that we want to get on the show, but we kind of have to find the excuse to do it in some sort of way, because the way we do the voting is, you know, the listeners' votes that decide what show we want to do. So we don't want to just drag people into someone that they have no idea about, because that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are loads of people that we want to get on that we've just met through this show. It's great. And we kind of have an endless subject list. I think when we first put the Facebook page together, Kendra Hale of DC Comics and Dark News, I think she does both. I could be very wrong.
I think she's in Fantastic Universes as well, I think.
Yeah. She sent a list of about 75 different characters.
Yeah.
So just on her list alone, if no one else ever voted, we could go for a good couple of years. So that's all we need.
Yeah, it is weird as well in that sense of like the sense of community is the weird one. When Chris and Dave, because the way the wheels in motion kind of started for me being on the show, being on Comics in Motion, was just because I did that collaboration thing with Scott of 20th Century Geek and Chris and Dave. And we just were like, hey, let's just do Star Wars stuff. And I was like, oh, I mean, I love Star Wars. Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, after two or three, after the first episode, they were like, Mike knows a lot about Star Wars. And then by the second episode, they're like, started asking me a couple of questions. And by like the last one, it's just every time they say something like, is that right, Mike? Is there a comic about that, Mike? And it's just that all the time. And by the end of it, they were like, God, you know a lot about Star Wars, don't you? And I was like, well, I don't want to be the guy to put my hand up and go, you know, I know a lot about boys. I know a lot about Star Wars. Ask me anything. It just makes you seem like a twat. So I was just like, I kind of was just quietly answering every question that came my way and put my little hand up and be like, actually, guys, there's something that answers that question. When they ask all these rhetorical questions, like, why does this happen in Star Wars? It doesn't get explained. I was like, actually, sorry, guys, it does. And then they were like, oh, you should do a Star Wars show. And I was thinking, I was like, there's the part of the back of my mind that's always been like, should I do a Star Wars show? Would I like to? Is that something I'd want to do? And as soon as I got asked, I was like, yes, that's what I want to do. Uh-huh. And so I got in that, and Tony was in the door first, I think, with the Indie Comic Spotlight. And then where more people just been added, you know, I half kind of forgot there were going to be more people added and things. And then obviously I spoke to Max and he's been on the show, and I've, you know, Tony and I speak regularly and all these sorts of other things. And it's just like the community is cool, but also there's certain people, like I've had Tonya Todd, she's been on my show now 3 times. And there's a guy in Australia called Goff. Shout out to Goff. And he's a blind Australian filmmaker, so he makes comedy films but he's blind, and it's just brilliant. He's such an interesting, cool guy to talk to. He's been on my show like 3 or 4 times now, and he's now started a podcast in Australia, as he calls it, and he comes on my show every so often just to chat nonsense, really. But it's like I wouldn't have those people to be able to have random conversations with. And if I've said a few times, like, if I stopped podcasting tomorrow, just of the people I've met, obviously in the Discord chat and stuff, but also the connections I've made, it's really weird how such a thing that no one almost knew about, including myself, several years ago, is now this weird platform of community which connects people in the most peculiar and interesting of ways.
Mm. Mm.
I love it.
Yeah. We've just so many people out there who you'll do one show and then they'll just pop out of the woodwork. And then that's it. You can't get rid of them. Mm. In the nicest way.
We love you, Aiden.
Asking questions.
But yeah, people like Aiden. He's just a really nice guy who sends us questions about the thing that he loves. And a lot of the times, I'm pretty sure he knows the answer to the question.
I think he does.
Like we get questions from pretty much everyone on the network, and 90% of the time you're thinking, you know the answer to this. But they also know it's helpful. And it's like they're just sending it to you because they think you might need that question. They're just helping you out. Like, where else can you get that? That people are just like, it means nothing to me, but I'm going to help you because I can.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it is.
Yeah, and it's
not a lot of that in the world anymore.
No, there's definitely not. And it's with us, with that sort of nerd culture as well, it's one of those intriguing things, isn't it? Because there's this, with comic books, kind of linking into something that was said quite early on from you guys, is I found, like, Megan asked me a year or so ago, she was like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? Like, she was like, I was going to get you some comics, but you've got every Star Wars comic there is, and I'm not going to buy you ones that are coming out because you've probably already pre-ordered them in numerous different variants, which I have. I've got 6 variant covers of the first issue of High Republic. Huzzah, that cost me too much to really say. I'm excited. Post a picture of it, and the author of it on Twitter liked it. My life is complete. But she asked me, she's like, oh, what comics would you want me to get? And she was like, because I looked at Avengers, and they're on number 187, but the 4th run or something. Mm. And then I looked at The Amazing Spider-Man, it's on issue 700 and something. Like, if I get you the 700th issue, are you going to know what the hell is going on? And it's like, I don't, this is like before Superstar Dummies even a thing. I was like, I don't even know where to start at all with some of these things. Because I'm like, and with you guys, I was like, I want to get in, but I need someone to point me in the direction. You can't just watch the Marvel Cinematic Universe and then there's like, right, here's the MCU introduction character, you know, series. Why that doesn't exist, I can't even fathom. Why the marketing department at Marvel don't just go, right, MCU comic, and it's canon comics to the MCU with introductions to characters, but also characters that aren't actually in it yet or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found that the entry point was difficult. But because of the reading lists that you guys, more so obviously Steve, includes, it just gives that a starting point. Because I read a series, it's called Maximum Carnage, and it's in the Spider-Man comics in the 90s. And it's a 14-part event, and I only finished it the other day, once again, thanks to Marvel Unlimited. But it's like, issue number one is in the first issue of Spider-Man Unlimited that got launched that year of 1990, but then the second part of it is issue 370 of The Amazing Spider-Man. And then issue three is like the 57th issue of Web of Spider-Man. And there's like four ongoing Spider-Man comics at that time as well. And you're just thinking, and then there's Spectacular, and you're just like, and it doesn't make any sense. The what part one, part two, it's not how you think it is. I had to just look online and find it, but then Marvel Unlimited fortunately has a section in it which is like comic events. And it was the same with Kraven's Last Hunt, which is another one which was just split between them. And I was thinking, I've got the internet in my hands and I can only vaguely figure this out with someone telling me the name of the series. Like, how, I assume you guys have found that the entry level is now easier with someone like Steve to vaguely guide you.
Easier.
It's definitely easier. Definitely an advantage to have somebody like Steve on your side, to like guide you through like what to read first, when to read it, this, that, and the other. It's sort of like, what was it? Like Paul basically got me a copy of Batman Battle for the Cowl, and I was going to go ahead and read it, and then out of nowhere, Steve was like, "Nope, don't read that. Read this first. Because if you read this, it's not gonna have the impact that you want it to have, and you'd be disappointed. So read this first, and read this first, and read this first." And it's like, "Oh, but I want to read it now." So, like, and the thing is like, he's the one that ignited like my love for comics again. And I'm there. I'm literally the same. Like me and my wife are watching TV, but then I'll go on Amazon and I'll be like, "Oh, there's Immortal Hulk. Oh, there's a deceased. There's Batman this, Batman that. I want that, 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 and that." And then in the middle of my head, just Steve pops out and he goes, "No, you haven't read this yet." And like, I think it was after the Dread episode, I actually went through my wish list and he was like, "Okay, yeah, that's all right. You can read that. You can read that. You can read that. Don't read that." So yeah, a big shout out to Steve, aka Nerd Yoda, aka Geekopedia. He's absolutely the best.
Yeah, it makes it easier, but it's still not easy.
No, it's not.
I mean, I put together our entire reading list the other day and it's just under 100, and that's where Well, that was before the last episode, so that's 15 episodes, 15 characters. Well, okay, Robbins was a few, but 15 episodes, and we're at nearly 100 comics just to sort of get the basics, essentially. It's so many years behind us. It's just, is it even possible?
Yeah. It's like, I want to start reading, like, comics, but I know I still got Robin Year One, Batgirl Year One, Nightwing Year One. I still got all of those to read. But I'm still on episode one, and we're here on like episode 15, and it's just like, oh, it's just too much. Yeah.
No, I totally get you. It is one of those, because like I've with people whenever people say, "Oh, Micah knows everything about Star Wars," it's like, okay, no, I do not at all. Let's just say flat out no. But also, it's easier for me because the canon where it is now started in 2015. So when I tell people I've got every Star Wars comic, but I think there's like four trade paperbacks of the Poe Dameron series, which I haven't got yet. So in a couple of months, I'll have everything. And it's like, people are like, "Wow, that sounds like a lot." And it's like, it's quite a lot of comics, but it's only been 6 years. If you wanted me to get all the Legends stuff, there's not enough space. In this entire room I'm in would probably be filled up just with Legends comics and Legends books and stuff. So starting from 6 years ago is quite easy, considering I started collecting them only a couple of years ago. And I pretty much got all the issues as they were going on. And I stopped for about, you know, funny enough, I stopped collecting Star Wars comics for about 6 months or to a year. And then I spoke to Chris and Dave and stuff. They're like, do you want to start a Star Wars podcast? I was like, okay, get all those back issues then. Easy speezy. But like, for me, it's easy, 6 years. But I look at some, like with Spider-Man, I think The Amazing Spider-Man started in 1963. And that's still going. That is on like issues number 700 or something stupid. And you're just like, with individuals like Steve, they're golden because he's the only way you could possibly manage that is from doing it from the start. Like if I quit my job tomorrow and somehow had an income and I barely spent any time with Megan and I didn't sleep that much and I just spent all my time just reading Marvel comics, it would probably take me about 10 years to even get to a point where I'd even consider being caught up. I mean, 700 Amazing Spider-Man comics. If it takes you 10 minutes to read an issue, that's 7,000 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Well, 60 minutes is an hour, so 600 minutes is 10 hours, so 6,000 is 100 hours. So you're thinking, without even thinking about anything else in the world, it's going to take me 6,000 hours to read every Spider-Man of just The Amazing Spider-Man, which is one series of Spider-Man comics when there's about 20 of them. And you're just like, you can't keep up. So knowing someone who's kind of in the know and has had these decades of being able to read them is invaluable.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you need it. You just can't, if you're coming into comic books now, just don't even think about you're going to know it all.
No.
It's impossible. Because you say, you know, Steve obviously been reading a lot of them since X many years he's been alive. They have moved house not that often, right? But they always use the same company. And by the second or third time that they moved house, the people were like, oh, the comic book people. Because I don't know if Steve's ever taken a picture of his comic book collection, but he has an office, which is, I mean, very full. And then he has a loft full of comics. And it, you know, he said it a couple of times when he got married, he sold a lot of the stuff. So that's not even everything that he's owned. It's just not doable. Even with the digital stuff, I was looking, obviously we're talking about Judge Dredd. I looked on the 2000 AD website. Digitally, you can only get back issues from, I think it was about 2003. So even that's only scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm.
If you want stuff from before then, you have to get the actual physical copies. Where you'd even start, I haven't got a clue, because obviously mostly they're not published anymore. So you have to go to collector's fairs or, you know, eBay or cross your fingers and hope. There's just, you just can't do it. And yeah, I envy Steve, but also at the other side, his brain must be about to explode. There's just so much.
Yeah.
I mean, think about Batman. So there's been Detective Comics, there's been Batman, there's been Justice League, there's been Teen Titans, there's been Nightwing, there's been all these comics that he's appeared in, and that's one character. So as you said, like the collection you got was here, here, there, and everywhere. If you try to follow Batman through the years, I mean, I dread to think what you would have to buy.
Yeah, because when I said I, you know, stopped collecting Star Wars comics for a short period of time, there's just a couple of one-off issues where I had, you know, issue number 456, and then the story arc finished at the next issue, number 7, and then from there you could buy the trade paperback of each of the arcs. And I was like, okay, just to get that one issue. So from Forbidden Planet, if you pre-order it before it comes out, then normally an average one is about £2.50-ish. Then normally when they come out, they're about £3.20-ish. It depends how many pages there are, but that's about £3-ish quid per comic.
Yeah.
That's just getting them brand new. Then after a little while, they generally go up to about a fiver. Well, then I think I had to pay about 8 or 9 quid for one of them, which it wasn't a special edition. It was just the ending of an arc somewhere random in there. And it cost me like 9 quid or something, which is fine when it's just one issue I haven't got. And then you can buy like a trade paperback of the whole arc for a tenner on wherever. But it's like some of those back issues, like of older comics, they cost so much money. If you get, like, I know it's been said before, I think in maybe Super for Dummies or something, but like issue one of anything, years later, it costs so much money. And it's like, if you have like an original of the first appearance of Batman in Detective Comics, it's worth, I think they sold for like hundreds of thousands of pounds or something silly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like trying to even fathom buying any of those old things. You know, I bought a, there's a What If series of comics that Marvel did, which they're all right, but I got one of them, which was What If Peter Parker Became the Punisher? And it basically is when Uncle Ben gets killed, he tries to, I think it's, I can't remember the exact plot, but it's basically like he ends up not doing anything. And then obviously Uncle Ben gets killed. And instead of thinking, I'm going to become a superhero, stop this from ever happening, he does it and he goes too far and kills the person who did it. But then because he killed that person, then other bad stuff doesn't happen because obviously he killed this person rather than just being Spider-Man about it and not killing someone. So he ends up just going around killing everyone. So he becomes the Punisher. And the Spider-Man outfit, it looks so cool. It's basically, he's got guns coming out of his wrists. And it's just one of the coolest things ever. And there's a guy I had on my show called Jared Speed, and he's a massive Punisher fan, massive. And he's, I'm going to eventually have him on the show and potentially with Max Byrne, we're going to talk about Punisher and stuff. But like I said to him, you know, about a few recommendations and things, and he didn't have this one issue. And I was like, you know what? He invited me over his house when I did a podcast with him. He's really, really nice. He's going to lend me loads of Punisher comics and save me money. So I was like, I'll buy him this thing. It only came out a year. Now it's a little bit later, but it only came out a year ago. I got it for like £2.50. It's like 20 something quid already. It's just this one-off issue that's got, it's got nothing to do with canon or anything. And you're just thinking, what? Like, comics are amazing, yeah. But it is that thing, like, you go to comic book fairs or even shops and you just look around and you're just overwhelmed by where the fuck to start. Like I said to Megan, I want you to start, just get me some Deadpool stuff. And then she looked into it and she's like, there's about 18 Deadpool series. Plus there's about a billion miniseries of him versus someone. But then some of them have got their own vague canon to them of like these three. And you're just like, your show is a savior. I just want to say, like, thank you for pulling together and making that. Because even for me, who's quite nerdy, I have trouble figuring out the hell to go, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I want to ask anyway, because I've been talking for ages now, my mouth's starting to wake. With you guys, how did, with podcasting, I'm always intrigued by podcasting. How did you each first hear a podcast out of interest? Like, get into that realm. Because you said you also started one as well. Because like, I'm always intrigued, because some people have like really crazy stories and some people just like, I heard the word, looked it up, listened to blank, went from there. I just wondered if you guys had anything interesting to say about how you got into them. Because they're still not that mainstream, which is the weird thing.
No.
The half the people know exactly what you're talking about and the other half the people have no fucking clue what a podcast is.
Yeah, you're either surrounded by it or you haven't got a clue.
Yeah, it's kind of like comics. As soon as you enter the... I've found now... Yeah, now I'm into this comic book world. Everywhere I look, there's comic books fucking everywhere. But before, I was like, I swear there wasn't this much colour around me of just colourful comic books all the time. But I think that's just Paul's background on Zoom.
Not yeah. How did I get into podcasts? I think it's actually when... Yeah. I think when Amanda, your wife, Paul, she started one... called, it was like a really like not silly, but it was basically called What Gets My Goat. So basically they talk about what annoys them generally in life, and she was like, oh, just listen to this, it's on SoundCloud. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll have a listen to it. I was like, oh, this is really it was like really interesting. And like, then she was like, oh, why don't you come on the show, like come on the show one day. And then I went on it and I just had a really, really good time. And ever since then, like, I've just been like hooked on it. It is very podcasting is very addictive, because you get to talk to people who are like minded. And then, like I said, you know, speaking to someone like Steve, who's into like comic books, is into wrestling and all of this stuff, and being able to just him like for hours on end was absolutely amazing. So when Superheroes for Famous came along, it's like, Yes, something I can get on board with. So yeah, man, it's just it's been addictive.
Meet you, Paul. When did you first like hear a podcast and stuff? Like, if you can remember.
Yeah, I think it was probably something like 99% Invisible. I think that was probably the first one that I listened to. I am subscribed to so many podcasts at the minute. It's ridiculous. I can't remember what the first one was, but probably 99% Invisible, which is the Roman Mars sort of design of the world around us show. That and Song Exploder, I think, which now has a Netflix series, strangely enough, where he basically talks to artists about their songs, how it was made, the process, sort of the creative things that went through it. Really good show, by the way. yeah, I don't really know how they first jumped out at me. It's one of those things that once you kind of start listening to podcasts, they're always there.
Yeah.
And you forget how it happened. But yeah, and then, yeah, my wife Amanda, she wanted to do a show. Again, it was just an excuse to get together with some people. It started off with her and her cousin as, yeah, what gets my goat? Because they wanted to moan about things, basically. So it sounded like a good excuse to get together and moan. But her cousin wasn't able to sort of do it as often. So then we got a friend of ours round, and then they did it. And yeah, various people came and went, just when she could be bothered to do it, really. It was just an excuse to get people together. And yeah, it kind of fizzled out, but it was good fun.
I just remembered though, we did one called, Amanda, that's what we did, This Week on Tap. Where yeah. Each week we would sample like different beers and stuff like that. That's quite a good show.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Yeah,
so when the cousin left, it was my wife Amanda, her friend Tendai, and occasionally me. So it was TAP and then This Week on Tap.
Nice.
Drinking beers. And moaning and talking. So,
and getting slizzard.
Why not? Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, we would have people like Dan round. Would you like to have some beer and talk about it? Okay. It's like you said, it's going to be on the internet. Okay.
What'd you say?
Why not?
What'd you say is a creative thing I'm doing? People a lot of the time are like, yeah, I'll help you out with whatever you want. It's like, oh, it's just talking to me for a couple of hours. Like, yeah, I'll do that.
it's weird.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people who I got into podcasting because I started my show and they were like, what the hell is a podcast? And I was like, well, you know, now it's on Spotify and it's now relatively everywhere and it's kind of hard to not. A lot of phones have just got the podcast app already downloaded. But when I first started listening to them, I listened to Joe Rogan and things. I'm not one of the OG Joe Rogan listeners was listening when he had like 10 people listening, but it was like, I can't remember how many years ago it was, but I was into an artist called Scroobius Pip. And at the time I was into like Russell Brand's YouTube show. And when Scroobius Pip started a podcast, his first guest was Russell Brand. So he mentioned it on there. And then I heard that and I was like, wait a minute, this is just two people talking and it's recorded. It's like, kind of like an interview, but you don't have, it's not like 10 minutes long and there's not a specific subject matter. This is just people talking. And yeah. I was like, I don't think I fully understand it. It sounds too simple. There must be something I'm missing. And then after a while, it just became that thing. I was like, when I drive places, sometimes I want to listen to music, but a lot of the time I don't. I just kind of want to talk to someone, but I'm in the car by myself and I'm not crazy enough yet to have full conversation with myself. So it's like, what? And so I just find that with long trips now, I can't understand not having a podcast in a sense, because sometimes me and Megan will just chuck on one where it's a guest we both know, or there's a few audio dramas that we like together that we listen to. But like some people I know some people who drive places and don't listen to anything in their car, and I'm like, okay, if I've offended either of you, I'm sorry, but I think you're a fucking psychopath if you drive for longer than 25 minutes and you can't, unless you've got another person in your car and somehow the conversation is so fruitful you don't have a moment of silence. Fair enough. Yeah. But like with me, I'm like, if you're in my car, music's going to be playing. It's probably going to be playing so quietly, you probably don't even hear it. But if I'm in the car by myself, I don't want to really even hear my car. I want to hear anything else, you know? And it's just people were like, oh yeah, I just drive places and just listen to nothing. And it's like, why would you do that? Why would you do that to yourself?
I drove to the petrol station the other day, which is literally 10 minutes, if that. And I still put a podcast on.
Yeah, same.
Because it was just a few minutes of, oh, I'll catch up a little bit.
That's the problem.
Once you start endless list of things that I have to listen to.
I had to do a cull of my podcasts because I'd subscribe to so many. And I basically haven't listened to Joe Rogan in ages because his podcast is like 3 hours long. It's like, I don't drive anywhere now. I don't have time. I listen to Superheroes for Dummies. Most of the time I'm in the shower because it's like one of the... Because when Megan's working from home now, it's like, even when we hang out, like I don't really listen to podcasts. I don't listen to podcasts while I work because it's a lot of emails and answering phones and stuff. So I have to... I can't really listen to podcasts that well while typing or talking. Yeah. So it's normally chores and shower. So normally when I'm listening to you guys chatting, I'm naked. Sorry, guys. That's where it came from.
A lovely image.
It is. I'm
feel like we've bonded now.
There is. Well, we're almost at the time for Genuine Chit Chat After Dark where I start taking my clothes off and then see if I blend in with the background enough. And you have to see how many clothes I'm wearing. I'm not going to go any further.
It's like, welcome to the Genuine Chit Chat Midnight Hour.
Could I have you being the reader for all my stuff, please?
Yeah, why not, man? Perfect. On game.
Wonderful. Well, we'll start to wrap up here because it is starting to get a little bit late in things. But I did want to also ask, like, because in Superheroes for Dummies, obviously, and most of this chat, we heard about comic books and all that sort of other jazz. But I want to know, what else do you guys actually generally get up to? Like, obviously, Dan, you're quite a gamer and things as well. I wonder if you guys... Just a chance to talk about what you both love doing that isn't involving podcasting or comics, really. I'm just intrigued if there is anything else in life, because as we all know, once you enter the realm of podcasting, it starts to take over.
What's okay?
Ain't that the truth?
And we are in lockdown, so there's not really much we can.
Well, yeah.
That's part of the problem. It's a trick question.
My life currently has been podcasts, comics, when I have the time to read them, trying to fix the house before it falls down, and going to work. That is my life currently.
I'm sorry to bring that up.
Yeah, and fixing the house is an endless job, which I hate.
Did you look around there to say it quietly to me? So your voice is around the corner, just to be, well, got to make sure it's a bit safe before you say anything bad about the house.
Yeah, before it falls down on top of me.
The house that seems always to be what I spend wins. My life.
It does.
It does. That phrase is actually about DIY. That's what it means. As soon as you fix one thing, something else breaks.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I try not to complete any jobs, because then it means that something else will happen.
You just have to do a job to like 90%, like almost fixed, and just do everything to 90%, and then you've beaten it.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can't find the underlying issue.
It's okay. It broke. I only half did it anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I have found that, to be fair. When we sorted out this room, we noticed that we had to clear some of the stuff out of this room to put in, you know, the only two cupboards we've got for storage. And as we were putting things in there, we're like, oh shit, we haven't got enough space for all of the stuff we have. And it was just after Christmas, so we just accumulated more stuff, which we most of it didn't need. So now from sorting out this room, we spawned other jobs of going to the dump and tip and etc. It then has gone into, now we have two jobs, which is to clear out each of the cupboards, which is just another job where we keep looking at going, we just can't be arsed yet, but we're running out of space. And now there's just stuff outside of the cupboards. And because there's no people coming over, there's no pressure to clean. Because, you know what I mean? Like, if you have people over, you're like, oh shit, I need to make sure the hallway isn't covered in shoes just so people can get in. But then when you've got no one coming over, you're like, I could probably put that off for another, you know, 6 months.
What's another weekend?
Exactly. What about you, Dan? Are there any games or anything or anything specific you've been up to?
So at the moment, like Paul, it's podcasting, when I can, reading a comic of some description. I do try and fit in the odd video game here and there. At the moment, I'm replaying Grand Theft Auto 5.
Nice.
And I'm actually, I'm moving house soon. So we're basically packing stuff, taking stuff to the dump. Funnily enough, my wife the other day, she had like a bunch of stuff that was, I think, was in our garage in the back garden. She basically took it all out, got this like big white table, and basically put out the front and put a note out saying free stuff. So yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Yeah, podcasting, house moving, gaming,
and GTA 5.
Yeah, just, you know, living life like a rock star at the moment.
Did you guys find that, like, I kind of feel guilty sometimes about doing things that I just vaguely want to do. Like, it sounds weird, but like you think, oh, I've got an hour to myself, you know, the partner's gone out or whatever. And you're like, oh, I can, you know, what can I do? And you look at all the chores. Oh, I could do the washing up. That'd be really nice. Or I can, because we don't have a dishwasher because life is shit at the moment. So, you know, we both used to have dishwashers at our respective parents' houses. And then she went to uni, Megan did, and I moved out with my mates. And since I'm 19, I haven't had a dishwasher. And it's the most privileged thing I've ever said. And I don't care because I hate not having one. It is a ball ache, and it causes more arguments than anything else. Exactly. Oh,
yes.
Anyway, I wasn't just whinging about that. I had a point somewhere. But like you get an hour, or like Megan often goes to bed at like 10-ish or so, and I don't normally get tired till like midnight-ish normally. Mm-hmm. So I've normally got a couple of hours spare. And sometimes I do podcast editing, sometimes I do reading, but sometimes I'm like, I just want to sit down and read a comic for like an hour or so. And I feel like I have to fight myself to allow myself to do something vaguely fun that isn't work, chore, or podcast related. Because like when I read a Star Wars comic, I basically have to write notes about it because I need to do a show about it in some way. But when I read like a non-Star Wars comic, it's just fun. It's for me. Like I'm reading the Batman comic at the moment. Yeah. So do you guys, I'm just interested if you guys feel that same level, that sort of almost guilt for reading comics.
yeah. I mean, because like at the moment, like my wife, she's working from home. And basically we're in the living room. Like right now I'm sat in the chair that she works in. And like I'm sat on the sofa opposite her. And I'll be there playing away on Grand Theft Auto. And it just feels like, I know she's not looking at me, but when I'm playing my games, it just feels like she's staring at me, judging me, not like going to do the washing up. But the thing is, in my head, I said to myself, right, I'm just going to play a bit of GTA for about an hour. And then I'll do some washing up. And then I'll play a bit more GTA. And then I'll do something else productive. But I feel guilty. And it's like beads of sweat just coming down my forehead. This is just like... And there were moments where it's like, to say she's like or something. And this was like, it's almost like a military operation. It's like, okay, the eagle has left the nest. Go, go, go. Get on the fucking PlayStation and play some Grand Theft Auto. Do it all before she gets into the fucking living room. So you have to stop. But yeah, anytime like before like lockdown or anything like that, she would like, if she would go down to Bournemouth to visit her parents, or she would go to, I don't know, like Portsmouth or something to visit her friends. To me, it's like, I can do what I want. I can watch DVDs. I can play games to all hours. I can eat all the fatty foods that I desire. And she can't do a thing about it. But yeah, but when she's around and she's watching me play video games and read comics, oh, I feel like I'm going to
just unravel. Dan, I'm sorry about that.
Basically, yeah.
Sorry, Dan, I feel like I'm opening up a can of worms there.
It so just felt mental. Good to get it all out. Sorry if I've not left you anything, Paul. You got scraps.
Wow. It is funny, like doing podcasts, it's enjoyable, but it does almost turn into a job. Like I used to play a lot of computer games, but that kind of fizzled out with the house falling down. And then just when you start getting on top of things and you have free time, and then you have this 2-hour slot where you can do stuff, it's like, I could play a game. I also need to edit this video. I also need to write this article. I also need to do work in the bathroom. I also need to do this. I also need to do the washing up because of bloody dishwashers. And then you get to the point of, which do I feel less guilty doing? Because if I do games, I could be writing something. I could be doing a video. I haven't done the video yet for our last episode. I'm about probably a quarter of the way done. That needs to be done. So I could play a game, but I need to do that. And that's got more of a deadline than me completing this game. And then once that's done, I need to stop the house from falling down. And then that's never done. So can I even be bothered to do that? And then when I decide I can't be bothered to do that, then I have to write this article, which I've put upon myself to write. But I need to do it in a decent amount of time that it makes sense to me still. And then the idea of playing a computer game is less like, no, sorry, you can't do that anymore. The adult figure in my head is like, no, sorry, it's not allowed.
I'm going to unleash something. Yeah. Oh, God, I was saying about my problems. Jesus.
I'm just picturing Paul with his foot on the support beam of the house while I was playing video games and fucking doing the washing up.
Basically. Well, you know, Dan, I started doing our bathroom up just before lockdown. And then lockdown happened and I couldn't buy anything that I needed. So that was about 6 months where the bathroom was basically in pieces. And then when the first lockdown ended, then work got really busy, so I didn't have the time to do it. And then work quietened down again, but it quietened down again because there was a second lockdown, which meant I couldn't buy anything again. And then I lost my job, so I could do a bit. I mean, you know, silver linings. I could do a bit of work in the bathroom.
What's that, the article or the actual doing in the bathroom?
Well, a bit of both. But then I feel guilty about doing the article because I... and then, yeah. And then now I'm back in work again, but I may not have time to do the bathroom.
It's the thing about people don't teach you when you're younger and things, and about being an adult is not when people, you know, when I at some point in the future have kids, it's gonna be one of those weird conversations that is probably gonna be too real for a youngling. But it's one of those things where it's like you're gonna have the free will, probably the money, and really the capacity to do everything you've ever wanted. Play video games all day, read comics all day, you know, you have a job, you can afford these things. But what you're not going to have is any fucking time, because
exactly
every little thing. It's like, since I started podcasting Genuine Chit Chat 3.5 years ago ish, I mean, that takes, you know, an hour or two of recording a week, plus probably about 4 hours in total of a mixture of social media, editing, graphic design, writing the show notes and the fucking hashtags. Oh, the bane of my life. And like, all that stuff, plus the Star Wars one, which probably takes about an extra 2.5 hours on top of that. So that's already about 6 or 7 hours of my day life. And it's just thinking, like, I want to play games. I used to play games all the time before I had podcasting. And a lot of my mates, like, they're now on PC gaming and all these other things that I'm just not involved in because I don't spend enough time on it. Like, I completed Spider-Man on the PS4 100% 3 months ago. This is the one that came out so long ago that I finished 100% the game 2 days after Miles Morales came out, which is the sequel game. It's like 3 years difference between them. So it took, and I borrowed the game from my mate like a year and a half ago. So it was, I checked my save file, and from the times it was like November 2018. And the next time I played it was in 2020. And I'm just thinking, has it been this long since I fucking played my PS4? Because as you say, like, oh, I've got a bit of time to myself. Yeah, but I could read a Star Wars comic. And if I do that now on a Tuesday, it means I don't have to try and rush it on a Thursday before I record on my lunch break for the Friday. And there's just, there's infinite things. And I just feel guilty about playing games because I'm like, I really want to play more Doom Eternal because I've only played a few hours of that. But I'm like, no, you want to have your fun by reading the Star Wars book that you got to review at some point. You got to have fun by reading the comic as well that goes along with it. And then you got to read, you know, you go on an indie comic spotlight in 2 weeks. You haven't even read the comic that you said you'd want to read for Tony. So you got to try and read that twice in this time because you've got to read it once to understand what the fuck is going on. And then again, to pick up the intricate details. And it's just like,
and then you get on with Tony, and then you realise you didn't notice anything because Tony somehow notices everything. Like, what? I don't understand this man, how he can notice everything.
Yeah, you write down notes, and it's like nothing. Nothing gets mentioned, and he says, oh, do you notice this thing that's like the crux of the entire plot where everything is through, but it's this little detail. It's like, no, I didn't bloody notice that, Tony. You're smarter than I am.
Yeah, I think that's secretly what his show is about, just reminding everyone how smart he is.
I think,
but in a really subtle way.
Really polite way. He's just like one-upping everyone, just like subtly and intellectually. He's just being like, yeah, that's the perfect ad for Indie Comic Spotlight. Listen to that, where you listen to people who think they know the comics get told by someone who actually knows the comics.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my Lord. Well, we're basically towards the end here, and I've laughed so much I'm now sweating, so thanks for that, guys. I'll wrap up here. So basically, final thoughts and where people can find you. Let's go with Dan first.
So as I said on the Superheroes for Dummies, you guys can find me on the deep dark Twitterverse under the handle dark_ronin84. So that's dark_ronin84. Ooh, where can people find your finance?
You can also find me on a Twitter's Paul DeMac. PAULDAMAC. And don't grow up, people. It's overrated. Just don't do it.
It's depressing, and you have your video games staring at you all the time. But do a podcast about video games, and then you can play them forever, because that's how our minds work. We can make all this time for podcasting. See,
this is maybe what we did wrong. But then saying that, like, we make a podcast about comic books, and then you get to the point of, is this now a job? Is this what I've done to myself? I now have to read comics as though it's a job, and I have to write about comics as though it's a job, and I have to record and edit stuff about basic. Have I just created myself a job?
Essentially.
And that's being an adult.
Basically. It was one little small thing I was going to say is Tony said to me, he's like, oh, if you want, I could ask Steve, and I'm sure he'd want you to probably write reviews for Star Wars comics on Fantastic Universes if you really wanted to. And I was like, Tony, I love you, but I do not want to do that, because if I say yes, I will commit to that, and then I will drive myself mental trying to fit deadlines in that no one else has set for me to write these article things and put myself under unnecessary stress to write a review of something, even though it's fun. So,
yeah,
totally, totally get that. Well, I'll include links in the description to both your Twitter handles, and you've got a website for Superheroes for Dummies as well, haven't you?
Yeah, superdummy.co.uk, where you can send in your questions, you can vote, and when I actually get my arse in gear and write articles, you can read them.
We also have an Instagram page, which is Superheroes for Dummies 20. Superheroes for Dummies 20, like all one word, no spaces.
Wunderbar. And obviously you can listen to Superheroes for Dummies on the amazing feed of Comics in Motion. And obviously you can listen to my Star Wars show on there as well. Well, guys, it has been absolutely delightful chatting comics with you, having a laugh and thinking about how unfathomably depressing life can be. But
and living with comic guilt.
Yeah, comic guilt. That's it. That's I'm going to put that in the title of this episode, comic guilt. It's amazing. But this is a nice long one, so I'll probably split it in two. So there'll be 2 weeks of promo for Superheroes for Dummies. Huzzah. Awesome. Well, yeah. Thanks again, guys. It's been amazing. I'll end the call here.
It's been a bar.
Cheers, mate.
And that's the end of the podcast. Thanks as always for tuning in, guys. As I said in the intro, and I'm sure I said it at the end of this podcast as well, check out the Superheroes for Dummies podcast. It is amazing. It is on the feed of Comics in Motion. That is where there's a different show almost every day of the week. Tony Freena's Indie Comic Spotlight's on there. He's been a guest on the show quite a lot. I've got my other show on there, Star Wars Comics and Canon, Superheroes for Dummies, Classic Comics, Mandatory Marvel and DC, What's the Topic, the TV and Movie Show. And it's just, there's also, you know, Comics and Trials. Oh, there's a Buffy thing going on now as well. There's loads of different shows on there, and they're all amazing. They're all really worth checking out, and I listen to basically all of them, which takes up a lot of my podcasting listening time. But I've included links in the description anyway, but you guys should be able to find them. So, what have we got coming up? I've got an episode, quite a long episode, 2 hours long, recorded with a friend of mine called Jack. Now, he has a podcast called the Just Conversation Podcast, and I've actually been on that podcast towards the end of 2020. We spoke for like 2 hours about sort of theoretical thoughts and kind of philosophical, thinking about how, like, kind of ideas about the world. That's kind of what we do. And when he came on, which will be out next week, we spoke about if there's ever good or evil and the concept of good or evil. And we basically spoke about that for like 2 hours. We did deep dives into that, and basically, as Jack explains it, kind of like magnifying and then magnifying and just keep kind of drilling into the issue and things. So it was a really, really interesting chat, and I'm pretty certain that basically I'm starting a Patreon. And so I've already recorded a short episode of a Patreon with Megan, and what I'm basically going to do, I think I'm going to call it Afterthoughts or something like that. And me and Megan, whenever we watch a certain thing, either a movie or a certain TV series, we're basically just going to come in this little room and chat for like 15 minutes or so, just about our thoughts on what we watched, and that can basically just be a Patreon exclusive thing. So I kind of wanted to do that, and also where I'm releasing part one and part two of episodes, some people have said about they want me to release them both at once or this, that, and the other. I think the best way to do it really is if I'm going to open up the Patreon, then whenever I release part one of an episode, I'm going to release part one and part two in one conversation on the Patreon feed. So if you're someone who, you know, you listen to the first half of the episode and you're like, I don't want to wait another week, or you kind of, you wait till both parts are out, but then obviously when you listen to part one, you have to listen to my preamble and then outro, and then you have to listen to the other one. What I'm going to do is on my Patreon feed, anytime I do a part one and part two conversation, I'm going to release it all in one go on the Patreon feed. And then also, in addition to that, I'm also going to have additional content on there, which is primarily going to be me and Megan talking about, as I said, movie reviews, and I'll maybe talk about some comics and stuff on there. I recently read Miracle Man, that was quite cool. So I think I'm just going to kind of shorter episodes, but more frequently on the Patreon feed, of like anywhere between 5 and 20 minutes, really, of just little short things and just thoughts I have and whatnot. So that's kind of what I'm planning as a sort of idea. I just want to say, with the Patreon idea, I don't expect myself to actually make money on Patreon, but at the moment it's costing me, for full transparency, it costs me £12 a month to host the podcast and the website I have on Podbean and things. And then also I've been using Zoom Pro, which means that I can have conversations with more than one person for more than 40 minutes without it cutting out and things. And I'm starting, there's a lot of things in the pipeline where I'm going to be having more and more guests on at once. There's for the Snyder Cut of Justice League that's coming out, there's a plan of a 5-person conversation in there that I'll be at the helm of. So, you know, it's things like that where I want to do more collaborations. I want to be able to have more people on. When I have people like Paul and Dan of the Superheroes for Dummies podcast, it was really cool to be able to chat with them for, you know, like an hour and 40 minutes or however long it was, without having to stop, because that's what I like about organic conversation. So what I'm basically doing is, I've got the Zoom Pro as well, and that costs, it's about £14 a month monthly, but if I buy it annually, it's like £12 a month. So essentially, the general idea is, whoever is willing to give me any amount of money, I reward you with small additional content and things, like thoughts on this, that, and the other. And also part one and part two episodes, you'll get the part two a week in advance, and also it'll be in one full episode rather than two separate parts. I'm basically just doing that so this podcast doesn't cost me as much money. Like, I'm not in any financial situation or anything that I can't afford to pay for the podcast, but it would just be cool that if it's an excuse for me to release additional content to some people that I know a couple of people have asked about, and also doing the part one and the part two sort of thing. I think that's a good way to reward people who want to give me a little bit of money. I'm not going to have any sort of, well, I probably won't have tiers, or maybe the tiers will be something about, you know, the more you pay, you'll be able to recommend guests, or you'll be able to have something else or come on the show or whatever. That's kind of going to be the vague idea of it at the moment, but primarily it's going to be pay what you want, really. Even if it's £1 or £5 or whatever, I will appreciate anything. And then that will just, if I can make, you know, £20 a month off that, it means that my podcast no longer costs me any money. Obviously, no pressure to anyone at all. These little bonus episode things I'm going to be doing, I'm not going to start putting exclusive Patreon conversations on there. It's just, if you like mine and Megan's sort of banter and things, I'm going to be putting a lot of stuff on there. And then maybe when me and Megan go on holiday and things, I may end up putting like a little bit of the holiday stuff on the main feed, but then I'll put all of it on the Patreon feed. I don't know. I mean, holidays are such a weird thing to think about in the current lockdown situation in the UK, where in the third or fourth lockdown now, it's kind of hard to keep track. But basically, that's my sort of rambly thoughts on the Patreon sort of side of things. I'm going to be sorting that out. As I said, it's basically, I'm aiming to do it today to create the Patreon. And then, as I said, I've already recorded a thing with Megan. We spoke about the Witcher TV series because we tried it like a year ago and couldn't get into it. And then Megan played the game, and then I watched her play the game a lot, so I knew the characters. And then we gave the show another go. So we've got that. I think we started the Queen's Gambit the other day. I'm going to try and get Megan to watch the director's cut of the film Watchmen today as well. So there's lots of little things that are coming up because I've been trying to do movie reviews on Instagram and stuff. But sometimes I just want to flick on a mic and talk and not really have to worry about, you know, hashtags or writing a post or anything like that. It's just quite easy to basically do it in that way. So I'd be really interested in hearing any of you guys' thoughts on that matter about Patreon and things like that. As I said, it's no pressure to any of you guys, as my normal feed is going to basically be the same. It just means you'll get content a little bit early and get a little bit extra too, as a sort of thank you as well. And the general goal also will be, whenever I release like a part one and a part two, obviously, if you're a Patreon supporter, if you then go on the feed and things and you get the part one and the part two, then when the part two episode is released, you then won't have anything to listen to that week for Genuine Chit Chat. So the idea is going to be is every time I have a part one and part two, at minimum, every time I do that, there'll be at least one episode of me and Megan talking and things that will be released around the time of part two being released. It'll probably be released slightly earlier in the week or maybe slightly later, depending on how I sort of get around the schedule and things. But that's the general idea of things. I'm trying to kind of get the balance of adding more to my workload, but not so much I start to drown, because obviously having two podcasts that I, you know, record, have to contact guests for, edit, do all the social media for, do all the graphic design for. I've been doing graphic design work for a few other people as well, just a couple of podcasters I'm friends with, and just kind of making logos for them. There's also some other stuff in Comics in Motion that's going on. I'm going to try and be launching another show on Comics in Motion. So I'm really busy as it is. So it's kind of just trying to be like, how can I increase my content output without necessarily taking up more time? And Megan's all up for this idea of us recording. And as I said, we already did one. So I'd be really interested to hear you guys' thoughts on the Patreon idea. If there's anything else, like if you wanted more information about this, that, or the other, like I was probably on the Patreon as well, just going to put the list of guests that I've got coming up, as in ones who are potential guests who should be coming up, and then also all of the list of the episodes I've already got recorded. So you'd kind of get that insight, you'd have a better idea of my schedule rather than just having to wait for me to ramble at the end about it. So you'd have an idea of my schedule, you'd kind of see about all those things. I may end up putting some sort of spreadsheet together or something and grouping some episodes together. I don't know. It kind of depends on how many of you guys kind of join onto it and how many people give me more ideas and things. As I said, I don't want to overwhelm myself, but doing bits and pieces for you guys, if especially if you're willing to actually give me money for this, which is still quite a crazy thought. But yeah, I'd really want to know your guys' thoughts on that matter. So reach out to me on social media and all those usual places. So aside from that ramble about Patreon, I was just going to say I've been guesting on a lot of other people's shows. I recently appeared on episode 76 of Frank Burton's The Ragbag podcast. And there's a little preview at the start of the episode, but you get to hear me talk quite a lot about, it's about 16 minutes through, talk about podcasting, that sort of jazz. Me and Megan have also been on the 20th Century Geek podcast. We did a Batman retrospective in three parts. First part was Batman 66. And the two Burton Batman movies. Part two is the two Joe Schumacher Batman movies and the animated film Mask of the Phantasm. And part three is the Dark Knight trilogy. Part one has been released. Part two has been split into two, part 2A and part 2B. Those have now been released as well. And part three will be out in 2 weeks' time or so. If you keep an eye on my social media on Facebook and, well, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, generally speaking, I try and post all of my guest spots on there. So if you have any of those social media places and you follow me there, just check my feed occasionally and you will see either I retweet people who comment that I'm in an episode and stuff, or normally I try and do an actual post. On Instagram, I try my best each day of the week to try and post something. I normally get to about 4 or 5 posts a week. I was on that. Me and Megan were also recently on the 52 Love podcast, where myself and Megan spoke with Tonya Todd. We wrote poems to each other and then read them out on air, so that was quite fun. They're about 20 minutes long, the 52 Love podcast. They're really good if you're in or not in a relationship. They're just fun to hear, and Tonya's great. She's been on the show, you know, 3 times, and the episode a couple weeks ago was her promoting a new show, so, you know, make sure you check out that. And also, I was on a recent episode of Mandatory Marvel and DC with Max Byrne. That was on Comics in Motion. We spoke about the new 52 Batman story, Death of the Family, and I was also on Indie Comics Spotlight recently, where me and Tony spoke about Mark Russell's run of the Lone Ranger comics as well. So there's all those sorts of things I've been guesting on and stuff. You know, I was on Comics on Trial in December and November. I think there's a new Comics on Trial I'm going to be on in the next couple months. There's WandaVision going on, so if you're watching the WandaVision series, then on Comics in Motion every week, they're releasing episodes, much like we did with The Mandalorian, where different hosts speak each week about their thoughts and stuff. I was on episode 4, I think, with Megan and with Matt of Jasper Reviews and What's the Topic, and I think I'm going to be on maybe one more time before the end. I like to try and kind of get maybe the second to last episode or something like that. I don't quite like to get the finale necessarily on WandaVision. I think I want to give that mantle to someone else after how much I was on the Mandalorian specials. But, you know, follow Comics in Motion for loads of great things. Follow me on social media at Genuine Chit Chat on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook to be kept up to date with all of the things that I get up to. And you can also check out my other podcast, Star Wars Comics in Canon, as well. New episodes are out every Saturday. So then, guys, thank you as always for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Check out Superheroes for Dummies. Check out all of the things I've mentioned. Listen to every single podcast I've ever been on ever, or you're not a true fan. That's really how it goes. I am joking in case people can't tell. It is much earlier than I'm used to doing podcast sort of stuff on a Sunday. I've got all this energy and it's quite bizarre. But yeah, let me know what you guys think about Patreon. Let me know what you think about the guest spots. And if you enjoy me guesting on the Ragbag podcast, 20th Century Geek, 52 Love, please reach out to the respective creators, because it means the world to creators if someone who's not in their usual audience circle comments and contacts them and says, you know, oh, I listened to this because of that. You know, it helps my show and me as an individual, because it shows that you guys are kind of interacting with people and listening to the episodes I go on. But more importantly, it gratifies the people who spend their time having me on the show, and I just want to say I really appreciate everyone who does that. So all the links are in the description, guys, of the guest spots I've been doing recently, as well as all the other stuff. Thanks as always, guys, for listening, and as always, I'll talk to you next week.